talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right now back to the front lines of history in the making. And the history being made is, unfortunately, in Afghanistan. Let's have an update on what's occurred over there. Joe Biden's speech yesterday, where we go from here. It was a disastrous evacuation, quite frankly. I say this as a strong Biden supporter. We're going to talk about the background of all this. Desperate Afghans flocking to the airport in Kabul. The Taliban controlling the road to the airport. The Taliban going through the city. There was one anecdote of many where there was a couple from another Islamic country who were vacationing, apparently, or traveling. I have no idea why they were in Kabul. And they burst into the room and they demand to see their marriage license. So there's not a man and a woman, you know, just traveling together. They would have killed them if there'd been no proof of marriage. There was a proof of marriage. They lectured them and left the room. This is what we can expect. One of the chilling observations by one of the reporters was that on the streets of Kabul now, you see no women. It's not just a question of education and that kind of thing. You see no women. They will not appear in public. They will be physically molested. They'll be hit. They'll be killed. So, what do we make of Joe Biden's speech? I say this is a strong supporter of his. I was not satisfied with the speech. It relied heavily on some of the obvious, which is what Trump had done to set this up, and all of that is true. And it relied on other obvious things, like the Afghan government was simply being propped up by us for 20 years and had no independent resolve. But the real question is, why was this evacuation not planned better over time? It was inevitable. Of course, it was inevitable. We did not want to stay there for 100 years. We've been there for 20 years. John McCain said, let's stay there for 100 years. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to be nation builders, and we're not going to go into places like Vietnam anymore or Afghanistan and get on the ground, engage in ground warfare with Asian countries. They have billions of people, and we don't. We rely on technology. In any event, here is what occurred. Here's what occurred. The Afghans flock to the airport. Desperate, they scramble on planes. Some of them wedged themselves in the landing gear and were killed. They found a body of a man in the landing gear on one of the planes. There's observation that as the planes took off, there were obviously people falling off the plane in flight, getting killed. It's a sad, terrible thing. The Taliban, it's an Islamic state. They now refer to themselves as the Islamic State or the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. It is controlled by Sunni religious law. That's what it's controlled by. That means that women are not only going to be not educated, they're also not going to appear in public. They're not going to appear in public. And the Taliban go into these villages and they say, deliver all of your unmarried daughters, age 12 and over, to be wives of our fighters, which is a euphemism, meaning they'll be raped by the fighters. And that's what happened. We're going to the lines. Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Betsy. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Well, I see it this way. I see they had a year and a half to plan this because Trump made the deal with them in Pompeo, you know, that they're going to be out there May 1st. And then, of course, the Taliban being who the Taliban is, told the Afghan government what's coming. And then what? The president took off to Russia and abandoned everything? I mean, he took what? Two cars and a helicopter and a chest full of gold. There's nothing right. Biden could have done, maybe other than his intelligence, to know that this was going to go quicker than, I would say, than he realized. But I thought he was phenomenal. He was honest, and he said the buck stops here. This is no easy situation at all, and God bless all the people of Afghanistan. It's horrible. But I don't blame Joe Biden one bit. And I think he's cleaning up Trump's mess. And then someone mentioned also in Saudi Arabia what Trump has done. I mean, we're going to be dealing with this, not with just Afghanistan, we're all over. He's left a big mess. And this is a UN thing, I think. This is, I don't know. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, Matt. Have a good day.
Yeah, Betsy, that is right in the money. So let's dig into the causes of what happened, because what I'm talking about are the mechanics of withdrawal. We had to withdraw, of course. What were the causes? When Trump was president, we had 15,000 troops over there. The country was pacified. We trained 350,000 Afghan soldiers. We had a government in place that was not Taliban. Trump suddenly announced that he's going to withdraw troops and leave only 2,500 in a hostile country like that. Now, it's good to start drawing them down. That was precipitous, too much. And then what he said was, we are going to be withdraw by May 1. He's the one that did that. He is the one that did that. Then what Trump said was, we are going to negotiate directly with the Taliban as a successor government and cut out the present Afghan government. He did that. And Pompeo, Crooked Mike Pompeo, met with the Taliban outside of the presence of the Afghan government and treated them as equals, demoralized the Afghan government and its military. They did that. They did that. Then Trump and Pompeo, Crooked Mike Pompeo, Crooked Donald Trump, said to the Afghan government, release 5,000 Taliban prisoners as a gesture of, quote, goodwill, end quote. These are murderers, rapists and thieves. The Afghan government said, come on, they're going to come back and kill us. Trump and Pompeo wanted only one thing, the illusion of getting out of Afghanistan before the election in 2020 to help Trump get reelected. They did not care about our national interest. They did not care about the Afghans themselves. Well, the Afghan government had to go along with it because they were getting all of their support from the United States. They released 5,000 murderers who now are among the Taliban force. So Joe Biden gets elected, and there's only 2,500 troops there. It still seems to be enough to scare and pacify the Taliban and keep the country out of their control. But the handwriting's on the wall. That's my point. The handwriting is on the wall. Trump was impeached twice. He was not convicted, unfortunately, although one time, you know, it took 67 votes to convict, and at one time there were 58 people against him, but not 67. That's a technicality in my view. The guy was seen as a pariah, as a disgusting individual, and they wanted him out, and he was beaten in the election. So what does Trump do? What would you do? What would I do if you come in as president with those facts? First of all, you can go back in time and say, well, after we got Osama bin Laden, and after we invaded them and wiped out al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, we should have gotten out and not nation build, no nation building. Well, the feeling was, well, maybe we can restore this country into some kind of Western norms of democracy and fair dealing. That is impossible. At this point in time, it's impossible, not because they're bad people fundamentally, but developmentally, that simply was not realistic or going to happen. But we stayed on there anyway. Through two Republican presidents, Trump and George W. Bush, and then Obama, Joe Biden. My point is that when Biden comes in there and he realizes they're going to have to withdraw, don't say it's going to be by September 1. You tell Nazis, this is The Taliban ideology is the murder, sectarian murder based on religion and minority racial status. The Hazaras, Christians, they get killed. They're Nazis. You deal with Nazis one way, and you do not announce, well, we're going to leave September 1. I think that was a mistake. That's what I'm saying. The second thing is you start an evacuation plan of interpreters and others, find places to put them, preferably in the Middle East, in Islamic cultures. They are an Islamic people. And not bringing them into Europe and the United States, not doing it precipitously and slowly bringing them out, using heavy air power to bomb the living hell out of the Taliban wherever you see them. None of this business of, well, we'll negotiate with them. This is like ISIS. It's like Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab in Africa. These are murderers. They want the Islamization of the entire world. Biden didn't do that. And what happened then, it was a precipitous withdrawal. We have a lot more to talk about on that subject in this go-around. But Betsy, thanks for calling in. We have no quarrel about Trump's responsibility. But what I do say is it should have been done differently when we evacuated now. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Midnight Rider,
tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.